Overcast and 66 degrees in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. The Hodeg chapter of Let's Go Fishing in Rhinelander has canceled the 2020 season due to ongoing concerns about COVID-19. Let's Go Fishing provides boat rides and fishing opportunities for youth, veterans, seniors, and those with disabilities. But the organization said the people who use the program most are the ones most vulnerable to the disease. Social distancing while on the boat is challenging. The Hodeg chapter is looking forward to full operation next year. Forest County has confirmed a fourth person has died of complications surrounding COVID-19. The county has confirmed 50 cases, with 10 in isolation and 36 released from isolation. Meanwhile, Marathon County has confirmed a third COVID-19 death. A post on the Marathon County Health Department Facebook page says that county has recorded 383 positive cases. In Oneida County this week, there were 56 confirmed cases, 18 positives in Vilas County, 13 positives in Langlade County, 37 confirmed cases in Lincoln County, 13 positives in Price County, and 28 in Iron County. A Rhinelander native and spouse will match the first $25,000 to help the city's Pioneer Park Historical Complex. Ken Krall has more.
Janet Jameson is with the Rhinelander Community Foundation and also the advisory board for the Pioneer Park Complex.
We're excited to announce that there is now a Pioneer Park Historical Complex Fund that's been established at the Rhinelander Community Foundation. So that's a place where people are interested, or people who are interested in Rhinelander's history and helping to preserve it, they could make a tax-deductible contribution to that fund.
The fund was established within the Rhinelander Community Foundation to allow donors to financially assist the complex with special projects. Charitable donations will be used to make grants available for high-priority projects at the complex. Janet Jameson says a match has been offered.
George and Sandra Jutton saw an opportunity to preserve some of the history that we have here in the Northwoods and in Rhinelander, and chose to establish this fund. And in support of that, they've offered a match of $25,000 to the first $25,000 of contributions from the public to that fund.
The complex houses the Logging Museum and several other historical points of interest. Jameson says go to the website rhinelandercommunityfoundation.com for more information about donations. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
A new addition to Pioneer Park in Rhinelander was dedicated this week. 8 new pickleball courts were available now for public use. An active group of local enthusiasts began last year to work with the city of Rhinelander to replace the crumbling and less-used tennis courts at the park with pickleball courts. The group set out to raise more than $100,000 to get the work done. As organizer Maureen O'Melia reports, the courts are ready.
The 8 dedicated pickleball courts are available for anyone. They're open during park hours, and there will be social play 7 days a week between the hours of 7 and 10, and all of that information is posted on the welcome board right in front of the pickleball courts.
O'Melia says a few more dollars would make the project even better.
We made our goal to pay for the project that is now complete. We do need some extra monies for windscreens and like a pavilion area. There's not a lot of shade in that area, so we would like to have some sort of covering, down the road, of course.
More information is at rhinelanderpickleball.net. A task force on broadband access will be chaired by the head of the Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation. Last week, Governor Tony Evers created the task force to study what should be done to get the fastest internet to the most people. Brittany Beyer of Grow North will chair the task force. Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Janet Bewley says the state has used a system of local grants to spur development. She says the task force will likely continue to use this method, but it hasn't worked across the board.
There's still areas that aren't getting it. It's still not working. And so this committee has been formed. Of course, they're going to want to continue with the broadband expansion grants, but they're going to try to figure out why there are still these extremely hard-to-serve areas.
Bewley says a big problem is density. She says there are just a few households in a mile in many areas, which isn't profitable for providers. She doesn't think the public will want to spend much tax money, but says the task force needs to figure out a way to get it to everyone.
But we've got to figure out a way, because just because you live a quarter of a mile from a neighbor doesn't mean that you don't need or deserve to have access to affordable broadband.
27% of Wisconsin households lack access to high-speed internet. Evers said the COVID-19 outbreak has underscored the broadband inequalities from one location to another, from homes to schools to healthcare to businesses. Besides Beyer, other local members of the task force are Lori Collins of SonicNet Incorporated in Eagle River, Chris Meyer of Marshfield Clinic Health Systems, and State Representatives Jeff Mursaw of Crivitz and Beth Myers of Bayfield. In your forecast for this afternoon, a chance of showers and thunderstorms hangs around all afternoon. Cloudy skies with a high of 70 degrees. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm again with a low around 55. And then possible precipitation is in the forecast for tomorrow with a high near 70. Thursday, then mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Undercurrents is on the way next. All Things Considered starts at 4 o'clock. You're listening to WXPR News.